Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we're back on this Getaway Friday, January the 8th, 2021, and the news just keeps on coming. Angie Evers is with us in studio, and during the break, we have learned that the Democrats did meet in the House tonight for an hour or so, and they plan to introduce an article of impeachment as early as Monday, alleging the president should be removed from office days after the protest on the Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gave the green light to beginning the impeachment process following an hours-long conversation, unlike any other with her caucus. It is the hope of the members that the president will immediately resign, but if he does not, I have instructed the Rules Committee to be prepared to move forward with a motion for impeachment, she said in a statement issued by her office Friday evening. There you go.
Something else.
So if he does not resign by Monday, they will impeach him.
I don't think he's going to resign.
And I don't think they're not going to impeach him. I think they will. So I guess we continue on. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
You know, I don't... I just can't imagine that it has gone this far.
Yeah.
But he will stand trial. If they impeach him, he'll go to trial in the Senate, and he'll go to trial as a former president.
Right.
Which means he can be charged, and he can be subpoenaed. And that's going to be a rougher road.
Oh, I bet. I wonder if there will be more riots and stuff. If that were to happen.
I don't know.
Although, all the people that were at this one, the people that did the rioting, they got in trouble, or are getting in trouble. So hopefully, they will be not doing it again.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what people will do. I don't know what he will do. I don't know. At this point, I think they have put a lot of safeguards on him. Twitter certainly has.
Right. I think they just don't want people to do any more violent acts or anything like that.
Well, like I say, it's a shame that it came to this. It didn't have to.
No.
You know, it could have just been as everything else has been for the last 45 presidents.
Right.
But now, I still don't know what is going to be accomplished by, I don't know. I mean, there are 13 days left.
Right.
If I was him, I'd resign. What's he going to do in 7 days?
Well, I mean, do you think they're only doing it so he can't run for office again?
Well, I think they would like to see him stand trial. I think they feel a lot more people would be apt to charging him with this.
If they do impeachment?
Yeah, because he won't be the president anymore. And it won't be about removing him from office. It'll be about what happened Wednesday.
Right. Because he wanted people to go to the Capitol.
You have to listen to his speech, I guess, and read between the lines of what he was saying. I don't know if he really thought they would do that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I would hope not.
Right.
But I don't know for sure.
But a lot of these people were at his rallies, you know, before.
I don't know what happened where we will vandalize things in the name of politics.
Right. I mean, I really don't care too much about politics, so I definitely wouldn't go rioting about politics.
Well, I'm just not sure what went on. I don't know. I still am confused what went on Wednesday. I don't know. You know, usually things have some kind of purpose. And all that seemed to achieve was getting the president in a lot of trouble.
Right.
And getting the people in a lot of trouble who did things. So I'm not sure what came out in their favor.
I would say nothing.
So now what?
And people died.
Which was unfortunate.
Right.
I don't know. If anybody has anything to say, give us a call, 740-383-9944. An interesting week in the world, to be sure. And also, Alex Trebek, gone from Jeopardy. Last episode aired tonight.
That's sad.
That is sad. Vaccine, out. You've taken it.
Right.
A lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, the world is never not fascinating. I don't know how anybody cannot be fascinated with the world.
Right, unless you don't turn on your TV. Then they wouldn't know.
But isn't your own, don't you find your own life fascinating? Like, I find day-to-day things fascinating.
Not always.
I think, oh, that's interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, evening, whatever it is.
How you doing?
I'm good. I just have, you know, we hear all this, but we have known that there's been going to be shots for this virus. Well, since last March, we knew it was going to happen. Why in the heck can't they get those shots in arms? I mean, we've got them, and while we're waiting for them to pass, get the shots, we've got people dying left and right, and I don't really care much about Trump.
Well, I think part of the problem is are they having trouble manufacturing the vaccine?
No, because they got them. It's here. It's sitting there. They just don't get them in people's arms. I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Well, I think there's some problem in the relay system, because Marion does not have them right now, right?
No.
Well, yeah, I know. I went over and got my shingle shot the other day, and the girl that gave me the shot, she had got hers like last weekend. So I don't understand what the holdup is. I mean, in the meantime, another person dies, and another person dies, and another person dies. And I just don't understand. Good God, when they passed out the polio thing, I'm not too sure everybody had cardboard cards that's what they was keeping their information on. Now we got everything fancy, and we just can't get those shots in people's arms and get these poor kids back in school.
You know, I think part of the problem is that back in those days of the polio vaccine, social media was not around, and I think people have scared people to death that the vaccine is not going to work, or it's going to give them side effects, or it's going to make them a zombie, or it's going to kill them. And there are perfectly sane-minded people who I know who work in nursing homes around the most vulnerable people.
That does not want to have the shot.
Won't have it. People who work in hospitals won't have it. People who, teachers who are working in the schools won't have it. You know,
Does that make sense to you?
You know, it doesn't make sense, but I it makes sense to the degree that people read stuff online. We have, you know, web doctors. We have web doctors who tell people all kinds of things. People don't consult their own physicians, and they just believe what they read. And we get into these pickles like this. And I think one of the problems we're having with relaying this vaccine is that
our mechanism was not set up properly to distribute it. I mean, certain counties are getting it and certain counties are not, and I think it's because of the fear, the things that people had to, I mean, they have to tell you the FDA did not approve this. I don't think in the polio vaccine days people cared. I think they just didn't want to get polio.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And now everybody has their opinion and everybody's right. No one takes people that study this, they don't listen to that. And, you know, and then back to the mess in Washington, you know, back in the day, you wouldn't have gone in the church and clumb on the doggone pews. I mean, just because you just didn't do it. You didn't have to have a reason. No, you just did not do it. And now everybody has their rights, and you can't have everybody having their rights because it is a mess. And, you know, I had a friend tell me, you know, once you die, you're dead for a long time. Well, that's the case with this virus. You don't come back.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the thing of it is that I'm not really sure about. Now the Washington thing that happened this week, and you know, during the election, we have, even this week, we had people on the program, you know, Sam Donaldson, who is clearly, you know, anti-Donald Trump, but we also had Joe Brown on, who is clearly for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem of what happened in Washington was, I think that people never suspected that this would happen. And I think that's why it's making news. And I think also people are worried that damage can be done in 14 days. But the vaccine certainly is a prevalent thing. But, you know, we told people in March. The media told people. Doctors told people. Health commissioners told people.
Yep.
You can't get together. And what did we do? We opened Cedar Point. We opened the zoo. They have their rights. So, you know, nothing surprises me anymore. People tear down the Capitol. People go to Cedar Point. I think people would go to Cedar Point tomorrow if it was opened.
Well, you know, I can remember when, of course, I'm 100 years old, but I can remember when we went to Washington, D.C., and they said not to touch whatever. We wouldn't have touched whatever for love nor money because they told us not to do it. We didn't challenge them. We just didn't.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what they were trying to do. I don't understand it. I don't understand. I understand they're angry. I understand people feel the election was stolen. I understand President...
But he said it was stolen before the election even come up.
Well, that's true.
If he didn't win, then he was, you know, he wasn't going to concede. Well, now, come on.
Well, that's true.
But also, Scott, people do like to be friends with the bully on the schoolyard. You know, especially weak people. They like to follow somebody that they think is, you know, big. I know what they're doing. It's just sad. I just feel bad for kids. I feel bad for my grandkids and great-grandkids. But I feel most bad about kids not getting to go to school. And what kind of a country are we going to have? I says, they're not going to worry about tearing down the fence down there because them illiterate people ain't going to want to come here.
You know,
they say, hey, no, let's get back. It's not as bad there.
Well,
it's bad.
You know what's interesting is that the thing that's hard to do, and it is hard to do it, when you look at what you just said, you know, about the president saying he was not going to concede and that it was fixed if he would lose, and also the fact that people are not getting the vaccine who are working around vulnerable populations. The thing is, in their mind, they really honestly believe that they're doing the right thing. I don't think they're trying to be facetious. I don't think they're I don't think those people who broke into the Capitol really understood what they were doing. I don't know what happened.
No, let's not make excuses for, and that's what's wrong with the country now. People make excuses for everybody. Why weren't those people at home working? Why didn't they have a job?
Well, you know, it's our congressman in this district, after it happened, was one of the people who went on television that night and said, yeah, that was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, we poor kids. That's the only thing I think is kids. And I think, good God, what we took for granted of getting up and going to school every day, they don't get to do it. What kind of intelligence are we going to have down the road? Anyway, so much.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate the opinion. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, and that's a very apt opinion right now. 740-383-9944. You can share your opinion as well. We do not screen these calls. You can say what you want as long as it's within the FCC guidelines. So feel free. 740-383-9944. As long as you talk like a... We're not going to let somebody rant and rave, but as long as you come on and you talk sensible, like everybody who called in tonight has... We'll hear your opinion, and your opinion might be completely different from what people have said. That's okay, too. But I do believe people are sincere. I really do. I mean, I've talked to people who said they aren't going to get the vaccine. I don't think they're doing that to try to put people in danger. I think they really believe that's the right thing to do.
Right. It's 'cause, I mean, we all believe different things. We're all different.
Well, we're being put to the test right now because what we're saying is even though you like somebody, even though you might really agree with them on most everything, when they do something wrong, are you willing to desert them? Are you willing to say that? And I don't know. It depends, I guess, on if you believe they did anything wrong. I don't know anymore. It's such a circle. People get so angry about politics, and I still don't understand that. You know, I think most people, why can't you give opinions on situations? Why does it have to be such a reflection on the people? You know, the situation here is that the Capitol was stormed and people lost their life. That's the situation. You know, you can blame that on whoever you want to. Beyond that, you know, that's where we are.
Yeah. But do you think that people just don't have respect like they used to, like back in the day? I mean, I think people just don't have respect anymore.
I don't know. I don't think anybody wants to hurt anybody.
But do you think those people cared when they went into the Capitol? Like, do you think they cared about other people?
I don't. I wish somebody could explain to me what they were doing.
Right.
I don't know.
Now, I mean, I've seen where people were in D.C. or wherever, and there were supposedly peaceful protests.
Well, protest all day long. I mean, that's your right.
But I don't know why this big bunch of people went into the Capitol. I don't know.
You know, everybody is somebody's child. Everybody has a mother. Everybody's got a father. And I think people should think about that more often.
Right.
And these are human beings. I think sometimes we talk about them as if they're not real. You know, it's very strange, the society we're in. People are real. People will bleed. People will die. People will get sick.
Right.
These are not foreign subjects.
But I wonder if some of these people, like that guy that had the horns, like, do you think he was just doing it for, like, publicity?
I don't know. They're going to go to jail. You know, I don't quite understand what... I don't get the point. I just don't know. Did people really believe that you could go into the Capitol and bust windows and break in and take pictures and not face any type of consequence? I don't quite understand that. But, hey, whatever. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the vaccines.
Go ahead.
You know, she's right. There's plenty of vaccines. It's just people, they're doing groups. And not enough people out of the groups are wanting to take the vaccine. So my feelings, I think they should do is everybody can get the vaccines. If the more they get in the arms, the better. You know, there was a guy on TV tonight from a police union or something, and they're wanting the vaccines, but DeWine don't have them included. He said he's going to include them in the next round. Well, just let anybody who wants to get it, get it.
Well, I'm not sure. Do we know what the problem is?
I think there's a delay in getting it from the manufacturer.
No, we got plenty. She's right. Know. There's way more vaccines. There's probably one quarter in the arms and three quarters sitting there. You know, I don't really want to get it myself, but I think I might go ahead and do it. Well, I figure, well, I don't really want to get it. Just everybody else get it, and then I'll be all right. And I think that's everybody's thinking. Well, I don't want to get it. Just everybody else get it, and we'll be all right.
Well, but see, I don't think everybody will get it.
That's the thing.
Right. So I don't know how effective this... And I don't think people who are saying they're not going to get it are trying to hurt other people. I think they're coming to that by some conclusion. I don't know. People are scared.
Yeah, you know, I think they're scared of it because I think it was back in the 60s they came out with a vaccine or something. And people got it, and there was... I don't remember the whole thing on it, but it caused problems, and I think that people's afraid of that.
Well, you know, the hospital is, I believe, still at 90% capacity. We are having the deadliest days of this every day. We're topping out in the United States, and I really don't know. I don't know. If they had enough vaccine, there's something wrong with the delivery then. There's some problem somewhere, because I certainly know these lawmakers, this is not a fault of the politicians, but if the politicians could get the businesses back open, that's good for them, and
yeah,
they would be having vaccines for everybody. So there's something, if there indeed is enough vaccine for everybody, there's a problem somewhere in the medical field.
Well, you know, like the police, a lot of the police, they want it because... You know, they're in first contact with people, you know, in a lot of situations. And all they have is a paper mask. They don't have the N95s.
Well, you know, I do know, and I'll just say this in a broad term, and it's first responders. I do know that there are a lot of first responders turning it down. Quite a few.
Well, but if anybody could get it, we'd just get it in the arms.
I think what they're trying to do is offer it to first responders, as you say, because they're coming in contact, offer it to the hospital people, offer it to nursing homes.
Yeah, I see their point on that, and that's good, but if it's not getting in the arms, you got to come up with a different game plan.
What do you think is hanging it up?
Just not enough people is wanting to get it out of the groups that they're letting have it.
Right, so we can't force people.
You know, if you wanted to get it and you wasn't in the group, go get it. If the supply dwindles, everybody's just going to have to wait until more gets there. But at least what we got, we'll get them in the arms and get people, you know, it's not going to immune everybody, but even if you do get it, it's supposedly... You're not going to get it as bad. It's like the flu.
Well, it's my understanding in Marion that we don't have them. We had some, I guess, because the nursing homes did get them, and I know they were offered to first responders, but I don't think they have any right now.
I had to go out of Marion County to get my vaccine.
So there we go.
Whatever. Yeah, that could be true, yeah. But
so I don't know why they don't have them. I can't imagine that's done on purpose. I think people are taking them. I just think they don't have enough. There's some hang up. I don't know what it is. I don't know where the hang up is. But I know a lot of people aren't taking it. You know, when the rubber hits the road, everybody wants a vaccine. Everybody wants to go back to normal. But people are scared of this. When people say it's not FDA approved, people go through the roof. But just like the caller said earlier, the polio vaccine, people didn't care. They just didn't want polio.
Oh, yeah, well. I think that polio was probably a little bit bigger deal than what the COVID is, I don't think anybody recovered after they got polio.
That's true, but I think, you know, 300,000 plus aren't recovering from COVID. They're dead.
You know, a lot of people see people recovering off of this, and they think, well, I'll be all right.
Well, yeah, I think that is the wisdom, but there are a lot of people in the ground, too.
I know. I got a 93-year-old uncle that passed away from it this year.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, he was in great shape. He got around better than most 20-year-olds, golfed all the time. But, you know, at that age, he was more susceptible. It's a shame.
Quite a few. And, you know, these, you know, it's funny to me because everybody has said they're not putting COVID on, or they're putting COVID on the death certificate to get money. There are many people who I know who have died and they aren't putting it on the death certificate. They're saying complications from other things. And it's not. It was the COVID. So, I don't know. Well, I hope people get good sense on this or we're going to be in a hole for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and get it, even though I hadn't planned on it. You know, I'm going to do my part.
I think we all have to make the best decisions in our own minds and pray for the best. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. It's a horrible decision in the end. Because if you really are fearful of the vaccine, what's the other option? You could get the COVID and die.
Right. That's why I said I'd rather not feel good for a couple days and get the vaccine. But a lot of people don't even have any symptoms after they have the vaccine. You might have a sore arm, and that's it.
Right, and to my knowledge, nobody has died from the vaccine.
Not that I'm aware of.
300,000 plus have died from COVID.
Right.
And many are having long-term disabilities because
right.
of it.
Right.
I don't know.
That's why I chose to get it, because I mean, number one, I don't know how my body would react to it, the COVID, and I just feel like I would, you know, protect other people, protect myself, and so I did it.
Well, I don't know. You know, I think people try to do what they can. And we'll hope in the end they do their best with what they got. And as we turn our attention tonight, this was kind of an historic week in many ways. 10 years ago, this past week, the viral video was created. And the viral video was created right here in Ohio. Do people know that? Columbus, Ohio, by one of our dear friends, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And joining us via telephone on this Friday night for about 15 minutes. We're so glad to be joined in this historic anniversary week, creation of the viral video by the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, to talk about, for the first time in an exclusive interview, about everything that's been going on this past week in the world, a week like no other. Here's my pal, the man who can do it all. He can interview, he can talk, he can improv. I think he should be the next host of Jeopardy, in my opinion. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, how are you?
And a good evening to you, Scott Spears. How are you and the WWGH 107.1 FM family doing?
We're doing great. How are you in this anniversary week?
Well, you know, it was uneventful. A lot of people gave me some well wishes. And they, Scott, I have to tell you, they've given me more than I probably deserve. A lot of people don't even think it's been 10 years. They think that it's been like 2 years. You know, one lady said, oh my God, how long has it been since that video? And I said, well, it's been 10 years. No, my kids just showed me last week. You know, kind of thing.
A decade comes, does it feel like a decade for you?
No, not whatsoever, Scott. You know, it has been truly, and it's not just Columbus that recognized. I come to Marion and I get recognized and all. You know, and I guess I'm going to say this on the 10th anniversary as well. We'll call this 2 days after a belated anniversary. But, you know, I have to say this, you know, the faith of a mustard seed does move mountains. And that's what I was facing on that highway corner, is I was building on my faith. And I want you to please just bear with me 1 second, Scott. I want someone to join me, who is my better half. Now, I got to clue in for all your listeners. Okay. Scott?
Yes?
Scott? Scotty?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Kathy?
Yes?
I want you to say hi to WWGH. You are right now live on the air, and you are talking with me on our 10th anniversary of this divine blessing, which we call a viral video, and I am on the air, and now you've joined me because, Scott, she's still in the nursing home, and she's getting things together with her health, and she's recovering well, I have to say. Now, Kathy, on the other hand, has contracted the coronavirus, and now she's out of quarantine, and she's doing well. She's in a nursing home here in Westerville, Ohio.
Kathy, how you doing?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Now, it's good to hear your voice. So how are things?
Oh, boy. It's been a climb.
I bet that's true. So are you feeling better? Are you feeling better now?
I am. I'm feeling better. They told me today I'm COVID-free, and I'm going back to a nursing home where it's not infested with it. This is the nursing home where they put COVID patients that I'm in now. But in Dublin, the heartland of Dublin, they have a different one. And I'll be going back there tomorrow, probably.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing better. What, for all of us who wonder, what did it feel like to have COVID? What was the feeling like?
Well, Kathy,
I will say, and I probably shouldn't say this, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it should be. You know, and most of it was fatigue, and I lost 20 pounds in less than 2 weeks.
My goodness.
I could not eat a bite. Not a bite. My appetite's back in full swing, and I gained every pound back.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Hey, Ted, in regard to this COVID, because this has been a big question on the show tonight, the vaccines are out and about. When it would come your turn, would you take the vaccine?
Absolutely, I would.
Ted, what about you?
People don't realize it's everywhere, and you're all bound to get it if you don't, because it's in everybody's family. Somebody knows somebody that has it. It's torn up. It's everywhere.
Ted, what about you? Did you get the vaccine?
Well, I was waiting till it would become available through the Veterans Administration's health care services. I don't think if I went over maybe to a hospital or maybe to the public health department, that they would probably give it to me there. But I think I'll wait till the veterans get a lot number ready for the veterans.
What do you make of the fear that people have of this who are not taking it?
Scott, I'm along with Kathy in this matter. I don't want to downplay it at all. It's a very serious. My grandkids had it. Scott Anthony happens to be my manager. Him and his wife had it. Everybody has their own scenario of how, you know, whether it's by way of vaccine or whether they just want to let it work its way out like a flu symptom, you know, 3 days of plenty of rest and fluids and all of that. I don't know what to make of that aspect of this whole pandemic that we're going through. I personally greet a lot of people, and what's so funny, and I think I've mentioned this on your show as well, what's so funny is that they will approach me and they'll ask me, are you that guy, you know, this, that, and the other. But they'll approach me all masked up, you know what I mean? They've got the gloves, they've got the mask over their face, I as well. And then the minute it comes to that position, that situation where they say, can we take a selfie? All of a sudden they'll break out of their masks and it doesn't become very important to them anymore, the social distancing aspect of it all and everything.
It's definitely interesting. Well, Ted, while we got you here for a few minutes, you know, it's been a week like no other in the political world.
God.
President Trump and the I guess you would call it protest as it started on Wednesday, that ended with people storming the Capitol. What did you make of that as it erupted on Wednesday?
I want to say that we must mark ourselves as being very, very fortunate that this didn't become somewhat of a coup. Now,
it looked as though that was what other countries may have suspected was happening, because, you know, for Trump to, you know, and I don't want to throw names hard or whatever, or make people feel like a victim, because you've got a lot of Marion voters who voted for Trump or who support him as well. So I don't want to disconnect myself from those people, because I love you just the way you are. I don't care anything about your political or your religious beliefs. I just wish everybody would believe in Jesus Christ as opposed to believing in the scores of people that went crazy the other day at our nation's capital. But I thought it could have been very serious, more so than what it was, you know, violating Pelosi's seat, her office space and all, and all of this, and all Trump could do is just talk about the Georgia primaries or you know, the Pennsylvania, the voting being a fraud, and not tell those people that I am getting ready to activate the National Guard to shoot all you violators, because that's what it should have came down to, and I'm glad it did not. But it seemed like that's what our commander-in-chief has been a joke from the start, and I don't know what kind of loyal people we have that are following that man. And I got sister-in-laws who are diehard Trump fanatics. They believe strongly in Trump, even down to this thing. They're trying to tell me to believe in the fact that those weren't Trump supporters. They were Black Lives Matters as well as Biden supporters who had masqueraded to become instant Trump. In other words, that wasn't real Trump supporters. They were, in fact, Democrats running around dressed like President Trump supporters.
Yeah, that has been going around. Now, Ted, the news has been flying around like crazy. I want to get your thoughts on two points here. Number one, Twitter today permanently banned President Trump. He's permanently banned from Twitter as well as Facebook. What do you make of this?
Man, you know you're bad. You're a bad person anytime Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and all of them have banned you. That's pretty rough. And for what policies are they banning him? Because the only thing I could think of is that he's secretly sending messages by way of those venues, you know, to his supporters to do something underhanded. I hope that's not what Donald was, President Trump. I hope that's not what he was trying to do in maintaining all of those ways of, you know, corresponding with his public, his American people.
Well, here's what Twitter said today. They said, after close review of recent tweets from the real Donald Trump account and the context around them, specifically how they are being received and interpreted on and off of Twitter, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence.
So I tell you what, perceived is a great word to you know, be analytically correct, because you know, a lot of people heard that man say, go down to the Capitol, march up there, don't be weak, be strong. You know, and apparently that was perceived to be, you know, go up there and show out, so to speak.
Well, the other point I want to get your thought on tonight, Ted, is apparently the Democratic caucus in the House met tonight, and Nancy Pelosi's office released a statement that said if President Trump does not resign by Monday, that they will move forward with impeachment. He would be the only president impeached two times. This time there would be a clause in there that said he could never run for public office again if he is impeached. Do you think that any chance he's going to resign in these last few days, and should the House impeach him?
Oh, no. He's not going down without one last fight. Now, he did say he was going to pardon himself prior to departing from office. That's one thing. And then I see Nancy Pelosi also said that she was fearful of the fact that this man still has an active code of, you know, to ignite that nuclear bomb. You know, he still has those kind of, you know, privileges to do that. And so I just hope the man doesn't lose. I thought they were going to invoke the 29th Amendment, the 25th Amendment, or whatever it was they were saying.
In your opinion, in these waning days of his presidency, and that's not off the table yet, should that 25th Amendment be invoked? Should they impeach him?
Absolutely. And if that was one of our options back a few months ago or whatever, it should have been thought of to do, especially in light of the way that the president has treated the vice president, Pence. He made Pence look really, really like he's not even politically, involved or anything. He doesn't have any credibility with his political stance on things.
Interestingly enough, also President Trump today said he would not attend Joe Biden's inauguration. I believe first president in over 125 years to not attend an inauguration. But Joe Biden responded by saying to Pence, he said, "I would be honored if you would attend." So, I don't know. You think Pence will attend?
Oh, sure. I think he'll attend. He's got to make something kind of look like he was the sane one in the party.
Well, Ted, before I let you go here tonight, and I appreciate the time, but after this week, the world's a little different. It certainly was unprecedented, and as we are in the waning days of President Trump's presidency here with 13 days left to go, what's the legacy of Donald Trump? What's the legacy of his presidency, in your opinion, after this week?
The only thing I could say that would be about as credible, and again, this is my perception, my words out of my mouth, no one else's, and all. I think his legacy would just stand as being the most interrupted turn of events for any president. He has changed the way the world thinks of politics when they think of the United States. I could only imagine, and that's what I was cringing most about, was the fact that Trump was going to bring our democracy to the worst thoughts anybody could have about democracy. Trump invoked all that in their thoughts and images.
Should he face prosecution for Wednesday?
Absolutely, and probably for inciting that situation that went on as being your commander-in-chief, and you're telling people to go down and march down there and then go show some strength, physical strength, that as well as his taxes, and then putting Giuliani. I think Giuliani should be the one that should be up there against face some charges, too.
It's going to be interesting. Bottom line here, Ted, before we wrap up for tonight, the man Donald Trump, this was somebody who offered you an apartment about 10 years ago when this whole viral video hit.
He absolutely did. He was one of the first people, Entertainment Tonight, David, Jimmy, and all of the fine people out in California, some of the ad agencies and talent services and all were on the line, and there and behold, who offered me a 1 year, not just me, Kathy as well, but offered us a 1 year rent-free lease in the Trump Towers in New York City. Yes, he did.
So in that, now 10 years later, a decade later, you're celebrating your anniversary and he's about to leave the White House. What's your opinion of the man? What can you say today about the man, Donald Trump, 10 years later?
I think there may be some greatness in him and probably in way of business relations and all. I think he was a very nice man to offer a homeless guy who happened to be a crackhead standing on a highway corner a 1 year free lease. And then if I had a chance to speak to Donald, I would say to him, "Hey, we still good on that?" No, I'm just kidding.
That
was a joke, Dad.
No, I'm with you. But and after the presidency, what? How do you feel? That was before. How do you feel today?
I feel once he leaves office, I look forward to reading any books that he has coming. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there to try to get a book penned by my days in office as a president of the United States.
Where does he rank in the list of presidents?
Ish. I don't know. I think he's taken Richard Nixon's place with the Watergate thing. And then Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky. I think we could fly by that thought. And bless his heart, George Bush. a lot of people give Bush more credit than what he was worth. But Donald Trump is just what was the guy's name? Ross Perot. You remember him?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Ross Perot. He managed to do something that Ross Perot tried to do, and I got to give it to him. You go, President Trump, because you did something that nobody ever thought that he would win. Nobody. I don't think. I mean, he had a lot of great money behind him and all, but I don't think half those people, like Ted Cruz and all those people that dropped.
I think we lost Ted. Oh man, Angie, what do you make of that?
Oh, well.
Our friend, after 10 years, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ted's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is a nice man.
Yeah.
What do you make of his thoughts?
Well, you know, they're pretty good thoughts, I guess.
Interesting. That was an exclusive, by the way, folks. You won't hear that anywhere else, that's for sure, right here on WWGH Radio. So it's been good to be back tonight.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We had an exclusive with Ted, talked about vaccines, had some great callers tonight, talked about the mess of this past week, had some good food. We'll miss Alex Trebek. We'll miss Tommy Lasorda. What a day. Any parting words? We'll be back next week.
No, maybe next week we can talk about something different.
Do you think we'll be talking about something different, or do you think there'll be more mess in the field next
week? I don't
know,
because I think this mess is going to still be going on next week.
Get ready Monday, an impeachment coming your way, it looks like. This is the world we live in. Interesting times. Vaccines, pandemics, politics. Never a boring day, that's for sure.
Nope.
All right. So you're done for the night? Ready to head to the dugout?
I think so.
It's very apropos on the day that Tommy Lasorda leaves us. Well, for all of us at WWGH Radio, for Angie Evers, for myself, for the Golden Voice, out of Columbus, getting disconnected, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Producer told you that he had a gun.
Oh, he had a gun.
He had a gun.
Yeah, he carried a gun. Well, you know, people, if they went to rob him, they wanted to rob him. They didn't want to take him. They'd put him in the pocket.